his hold up because of knee replacement surgery.
We're thinking of you, David.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure everybody misses him. Okay, so let's kick it up. So later in the show, we are going to be talking about our skin because it is so important to take care of it, and everybody needs a really good regimen. And what better time to start taking care of your skin than at the new year? Not to mention, it is so dry out. My skin is parched. Who better to walk us through this than Dr. Arlene Lamba, who is with Blush Med Spa over in Bethesda. Full disclosure, I am a regular there. I'm obsessed with what they do at Blush Med. And the doctor is going to walk us through her products and treatments and get us all, including Chef Mikey here, getting our skin in good order.
I need some good skin therapy.
Okay.
So once our skin is glowing, I think it's time to get our bodies up to speed. Everybody needs a little bit of that after the new year. So even though we think suggesting a workout regimen scream after the holidays is a little bit indulgent, we have Alicia Sokol here from the fabulous Weekly Greens blog with
the delicious.
So delicious.
Delicious. Those photos are so gorgeous.
So delicious. And she's also an instructor at Bar 3 in Georgetown. Now, you don't have to be a professional dancer such as myself to enjoy the benefits of this bar exercise. In fact, we're going to try some exercises here in the studio. Thank God there's no camera because I'm probably going to be on the floor.
There is a camera. We got pictures being
taken.
Great.
On the live blog of Foodie and the Beast, tune in.
Okay, so we have our skin, we have our exercise, but now we're also going to do something for our soul. There are so many incredible charities that you can donate to or give your time to in the D.C. metro area. But today we want to introduce you to Miriam's Kitchen. In with us today is Emily Hagel, and she's the director of kitchen operations at Miriam's Kitchen, which actually is in Foggy Bottom. She manages the menu planning, donation partnerships, and kitchen staff at Miriam's Kitchen. And according to the information she sent me, each year, 2,600 volunteers help Emily and her team prepare and serve 86,000 high-quality, nutritious meals to the chronically homeless in D.C. And I can't think of a better way to get involved than to find out more about Miriam's Kitchen, how Emily does it, and how we can all help.
And I can say from, you know, on behalf of the restaurant industry, we're huge fans of Miriam Kitchen and what they do.
Oh, sure.
In the city. Now, David and Nikki always have a drink segment on the show. I've known this because I've been on the show before. Usually it's pouring wine or bubbles or a mixologist shaking up a cocktail or eight.
I knew you were detoxing, so I didn't want to do that.
No, I appreciate it. So we want to be good to our bodies today. So who better help us than to usher in that mantra with Greg Roseboom of Fruitive. So Fruitive is a 100% plant-based restaurant and juice bar with a mission to promote health and wellness in the community through the food they make in their in Virginia Beach outlet.
Yeah, we have a Virginia Beach restaurant.
Very cool. All right, Greg, let's start with you. So you came in today with juices, but Fruitive is a lot more than that. And we were talking about that before the show started. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, at Fruitive, we have a passion for just everything we can make plant-based. So we have salads, wraps, sandwiches, and everything is 100% organic or better.
But how did you get started into it? I mean, why go that route?
So for us, it was really about wanting to have a restaurant that we would want our parents and our children to eat at all the time.
And who is us? Cool. Like when you say us, who
so
are we
us
talking about?
So us is myself and my brother, and we have Chef Casey who started the restaurant with us, and just a whole team that has come around us, and everybody kind of has that same passion for promoting health and wellness through the food we provide and the juice we provide.
Now, are you, I hope you don't mind me asking, are you vegan?
So some of us on the team are vegan and some are not. Really, for us, it's about promoting people to eat more fruits and vegetables.
Okay. So
cool.
You brought in a bunch of juices today.
Yep.
So can you tell us about the first one that you're pouring?
So the first juice we have is called Kalevolution. It has apple, cucumber, kale, romaine, lemon, and ginger. And
ooh, is it spicy?
It's just a slight with the ginger. We call it Kalevolution because we do have a bit of kale in there. And kale
is
green. Yeah, it does make it green.
Delicious.
Kale is kale has really become popular, especially over the last few years.
Oh, yeah.
And part of the reason is per calorie, it has actually more iron than beef.
Wow.
Per calorie, it has more calcium than milk. And the vitamin C content, gram for gram, is actually double oranges.
Wow.
And so kale is really, there's so many other great things about kale. Vitamin K, if you look at lists of leafy greens and you look at you know, how much vitamin K kale has. It's just through the roof. It has.
So
like
that's really one of the reasons why it's just taken off. I mean, mm-hmm. it really is becoming sort of a superfood.
Yeah, it really builds your body back up. So mm-hmm. you have so many foods that are tearing our bodies down. And this is one of those foods that's made for the human body to build us up and to make our cells happy.
Like, right, I can say it's very popular in the restaurant industry right now to be cooking with kale or kale raw in salads to, you know, retain all those nutrients. So it's smart to put it in a drink.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to let you pour that.
Okay.
And then we're going to get on to our first guest today. So how are you taking care of your skin? I know how I'm taking care of mine, but whether you're 16 or 60, having a skincare regimen is really imperative. I mean, you read that in all the books and you hear it from your dermatologist, and thank you so much, everybody you talk to. So Dr. Arlene Lamba of Bethesda's Blush Med Spa is going to get us started, right? We're going to get started on the right regimen. But before, you know, you tell Mikey and I what we need to do, let's talk about Blush Med Spa, because you've only been around for a couple years. This is your vision. Tell us about it.
So Blush is, first of all, I'm a Jersey girl too.
So. Yeah, hey, Jersey, represent!
Yes, Northern Jersey, Bergen County, Paramus.
Union County.
Okay, there you go.
I like your malls.
I know, close on Sundays. So basically, Blush is a new concept. We've taken off, we're a big hit, but there's a very central point. Skincare is expensive, it's hard to keep up, and you don't know what to do. So we created a clinical-grade skincare center where we give people monthly treatments for $59 a month. You come in once a month, you get a skin treatment. We also have body treatments like massages included in that membership concept, because we find that it's like a gym membership or a health club for your skin. Mm-hmm. When you actually join, you commit once a month, and it sure is a lot more easier than going to the gym.
So when you have... So if I'm a member, which
sure.
I am, but... As a member, you have an opportunity to get a skincare treatment. What are those kinds of skincare treatments?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So skincare treatments, first thing is, we don't leave you on your own. You get a consultation with me. I'm the mm-hmm. physician there. We have nurses on staff as well and great master aestheticians. You start with either a maintenance facial, chemical peel, microdermabrasion, LED skin light therapy, or a massage. Mm-hmm. And the reason that we make sure you do have that consultation, because it's hard to decide what you need. But I do want to stress that we don't do invasive skincare. We do non-invasive, no downtime. We call it walk-in, strut out. Mm-hmm. Because we know we're busy and we don't want you peeling all over the place. We don't believe in that. We believe in maintenance mm-hmm. and prevention.
So what are some things for prevention? What does prevention mean, and who does that apply to these days?
Everybody.
Okay.
So that's such a, you know, like, we're eating healthy. We're trying to prevent disease. We're trying to prevent weight gain. Skincare is the same way. You want to do prevention. So what does that mean? There's two things that affect your skin. Your genetics, of course, but most importantly, your environmental factors. Mm-hmm. Like how much stress you're under, how much sun exposure do you have, what are you going through, and how much coffee do you drink?
I really like sun.
Oh, yeah. I do love coffee.
Everybody's like, I like the sun. He likes his coffee.
Yeah.
So that's why you join the skin club, mm-hmm. and you come in and you do some prevention stuff. Everybody, if everybody doesn't know, the most preventative thing that you can do for your skin is to wear a good clinical grade sunscreen mm-hmm. every day, winter,
what,
summer.
How high? Like,
so SPF.
Is that men too?
Of course.
Okay, I'm just curious.
They are sensitive creatures and they require
<You're>
sunscreen.
So say I'm a 33-year-old incredibly handsome man. So what, you know, am I wearing SPF in the wintertime when I'm
yes.
going to work? So all the time.
All the time, because you want to stay young for the ladies and you want to look
and
good.
His
I love my
very
wife.
Hot wife. His
I want
very...
to make that really clear on the show. I love my wife.
Hot wife.
Well, here's the thing. SPF is the best prevention. You want to stick to SPF of, I say, 40 to 50. Higher than 50, it's not a point because it's not going to be on for that long and it's very minimal coverage, extra point beyond that. So 40 to 50, but the main thing is, you want to make sure it covers the UVA, which I call the aging rays, the brown mm-hmm. spots, the discolorations, and the B, which are the burning rays. Why is it important to wear in the winter? Look outside. Snow. Snow reflects light. Mm-hmm. So you are actually getting more sun exposure in the winter than you are sometimes in the summer. So it's really
important. You don't get a tan with that.
That's true.
Yes,
that's
right.
Disappointing.
I tried that yesterday.
Luckily, I already have a tan, so I don't have to worry about that. But yes, you don't get a tan with it. But
so interesting.
It's really
important. I didn't
think
about wearing sunscreen in the wintertime.
Yeah.
I only thought about it.
I actually brought a sunscreen that is so light, and this sunscreen is filled with collagen and an SPF of 45. This is our own sunscreen. It is amazing. So I want you to try it. It's cucumber based, so it's organic
and
friendly.
Really yummy.
It's going to go well with the juice.
Yes.
It is. I was thinking of you. So this is something that you, I know Nikki loves this product.
I do. I use it. I love
I've bought one for everybody.
Oh, everybody can try it.
I like to share.
Goodies. We already got goodies going on.
Oh,
but so let's talk about your skincare products, because you do have a line with all these boosters. How do you tell us how somebody can come in and use them?
Okay. So we do what we call custom skincare. That is such an overused word, but I want to explain to you what Blush Blends does. Blush is based out in Bethesda. We have a blending bar. You come in, you pick your boosters, whether you boosters mean really great organic and medical grade ingredients that fight things that you don't want. Redness, acne, aging, tighten your skin. You can pick up to four boosters in a product. And then you pick your scent. Do you like lemon because you want to lighten dark spots? Do you like lavender because you want to use it in your night cream? Or do you like eucalyptus or mint because you just want to wake up and be energized? You pick your scent. We blend it for you. We put it in your cleanser, your cream, whatever product you like. And it's custom blended for you and made for you. We even put your name on it. So this one, I know radio, you can't see me, but I have a Picture Perfect pads, and these are made from eucalyptus. So I really do also believe in organic skincare. For instance, our acne booster has salicylic, but it also has turmeric, because turmeric fights inflammation.
Right.
So no parabens.
We're all taking turmeric pills.
Yes. Smell how delicious.
What do I do with this?
Just smell the eucalyptus.
Oh, you want to smell it.
Yeah, don't touch it.
Oh, it smells wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, we can all share.
Yep.
Don't share your skincare.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, you're going to tell us how we can join Blush Med Spa and what sort of things we can kick off initially with as we get the January and 2015 rolling.
On the right start.
All right, this is Mikey Friedman and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We'll be back in just a sec.
Every day, I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. At 7, I shower. Every day I wake up
at 5. For those caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community to help us better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
GovEvents.com is your one-stop shop for government and military events worldwide. With hundreds of event organizers posting their government and military-related conferences, trade shows, expos, webcasts, and more, you'll save time and energy using GovEvents to find events to attend, exhibit, or sponsor. Search for government and military events by date, location, keyword, organizer, or focus. It's free, so join today. GovEvents.com. That's GovEvents.com.
Green light. Hey girl, school zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Mark Amtower. If you're looking for cost-effective and efficient methods for marketing your products or services to the government or to other government contractors, look to LinkedIn. There are over 400,000 members in the D.C. area and more than 92 million nationwide, but only a small percentage actually use it well. I can show you how to leverage LinkedIn in ways that support your marketing, sales, and business development efforts. I do this for large and small companies, and I can do it for you. Drop me a line at mark@federaldirect.net.
Welcome back to Foodie and the Beast. We're getting all healthy in studio, and we're talking with Dr. Arlene Lamba, who is walking us through Blush Med Spa and how to take care of our skin. I've got my new co-host with me, Mike Friedman from The Red Hen.
Pleasure to be here.
It's so good to have you. All right, so Arlene, let's say I become a member. Sure. How do you structure, like, how do people decide what to do? I mean, how many microderms should you get? And when do you introduce laser? And What about injections? Like, I think it's so confusing. How do you help people navigate all of that?
And what does all that mean that you just said?
So that's where are your needles and why don't you have any here?
That's why skincare is so scary, because some people don't want needles and some people want lasers. So it turns out you can actually do a lot of stuff with lasers too. Lasers can take care of acne and they can help rejuvenate skin. We do have a laser membership at $150 a month where you can do laser hair, you can do isolase, which is for acne.
Remember that too.
You can get rid of sun damage. Now, the navigation part is so crucial, because that's how we require or request our members to meet with me every 3 months. So I make a 3-month plan. I don't make a 1-year plan, because every 3 months, especially being in DC, our environment changes. It's cold, it's raining, it's nice and sunny. So we want to see how is your skin progressing. So you come in every 3 months, mm-hmm. meet with me, and I make a 3-month plan. Like February, March, April, you're doing this. Okay, let's meet again. How's your skin going? Let's have a conversation. Let's scan you. We use a skin scanner to see how are you progressing through your treatments. So I call it like a personal trainer for your skin. So you meet, you're constantly guided. You're not left out on your own. That being said, some people love to pick and choose their own treatments.
I am not one of those people. I want to be told. I don't like to be told what to do often, but when it comes to my skincare, that is the one time I want complete direction. I want to be told what to do and how to do it. Because right. I know
you
nothing
want a professional
about it.
To tell you what to exactly. do, because you don't want to be in control. You want someone else to make sure that you know what you're
it's
doing.
It's one of the few times in my life where I want somebody to tell me what to do.
Well, Arlene, you're doing something right, because Nikki looks beautiful.
Aww, she is.
That's so sweet.
She is.
Wish
beautiful.
You were here, David.
I'm working on David too.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a family.
For all you men out there, it's not a just a women's world at Blush Spa. Come see David Nellis every Wednesday and Friday for the next 3 months.
The funniest thing is, all the women that come to Blush, they always want to get their significant other involved, and they'll say, okay, we're going to get him in for a massage, because we include massage in our membership, and they always come in for a massage, and then they'll be like, the guys like facials, and guys like their skin to look good. It's just that they don't know much about it.
Yeah.
And so when they come in and they get a massage and they're like, wait a second, I love this. They do a skin consultation with me still. And then they get a facial and they really relax. I mean, to be honest, for some people, it means a time away from the kids to relax. And for some people, it means improving acne scars. And it means something different to everybody. But skin is so important. Hence the filters on our Instagram.
Boom. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Tell everybody where they can find you, please.
We are on Cordell Avenue, 4915 Bethesda. Visit us on blushmed.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Mm-hmm. All those good things. You can find us right now across from Caddy's and all those amazing bars that are in Bethesda. We like to stay hip.
Okay. Thanks.
Love it.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you, Arlene. So, Greg, back to you, man. Your juice is delicious, by the way.
Awesome. It was. It was
really,
really,
really
yummy.
Tasty. Let's talk about this huge trend across the country called cleansing, or cleanses, juice cleanses. Talk
yeah,
to
it's
us.
Really popular.
It
so
really is. Yeah. It's all over the place.
And you guys offer it.
Yep. So we offer it through our store at fruitive.com. We're actually here in D.C. on Sundays at DuPont Market from mm-hmm. 10 to 1 through the winter. And cleansing is, you know, it's really gotten popular, but it's been around for many, many years. Norman Walker, who was the one who Norwalk juicer, which is the first real cold press juicer, he was promoting it, you know, in the early 1900s and writing about it. And so cleansing, I do my wife and I do cleanses, like a 10-day cleanse every January. And
okay, you're stressing me out just saying yeah. that out loud.
I do that too. It's called no drinking. That's my only cleanse.
I'm not on it now, but we are going to do it this month. We do that every.
Why a 10-day? Why 10-day for you personally? I'm just curious.
So, like last year, I ended up doing a 3-day, did a 10-day, but 3 days specifically was juices. And afterwards, I not only felt amazing, but I made decisions afterwards that I wasn't planning on making. For example, I drink coffee on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. After I did the 3-day juice cleanse, I just wasn't in the mood to drink coffee.
Oh, God.
I
don't want that.
I didn't
happen.
Want it. And, and it. Coffee is awesome.
Where is the coffee? It's you know, Alicia's coming. Alicia's coming.
And we do have coffee in some of our products. So it's not that we're against coffee. It's just, you know, we have to listen to our bodies.
Right.
And when we are just filling our body with nutrients and the vitamins and just that all the rawness and and cleanness of the juice, it's resetting our bodies. And our bodies, over the course of 3 days or 10 days or even one day, our bodies are saying, wow, this is awesome. And we, it moves us forward in wanting to continue to eat well. And we've had so many testimonies of people that do the cleanses, and they come back and they say, you know, after all these years just doing a 3-day juice cleanse, I'm exercising every day now, and I'm just started eating, you know, a whole lot better after the cleanse. And that's really what we've seen, is it's a huge reset for people.
All right. Well, we'll get awesome. Into detail when we talk to you next about how your cleanses differ, because mm-hmm. you have a bunch of different kinds. Mm-hmm. And I really also want to talk about how to incorporate the drinks just into a normal day.
Yeah.
But what are you pouring next?
So right now I have all greens. Mm-hmm. All greens is cucumber, celery, spinach, Swiss chard, kale, parsley, and cilantro.
That sounds delicious.
Man. It might be scary for some because it doesn't have the fruit in it, but actually this is our number one seller.
It sounds more appealing to me, personally. I don't like the sweet.
It's almost like a savory,
that sounds better
savory
to me.
Drink to it. And plus it's green, so people think they're drinking something healthy.
Exactly.
But you are drinking something healthy.
Okay.
All right, moving on. All right.
Oh, I'm so simple.
Ms. Sokol. We have Alicia Sokol. Now, if you are at all in the food scene here in DC, then you know about Alicia's gorgeous blog, Weekly Greens, which she posts beautiful recipes and drool worthy photos.
Makes me jealous.
Yeah, I mean, she just does she does beautiful things. But she is also an instructor at Bar 3 in Georgetown. And I thought, I really know nothing about bar. I'm very interested in it. And I thought, what better way to find out about it than to have her in studio and teach us? So tell us about how you got into bar.
Thanks for having me here, Nikki.
You're welcome.
So when the Bar 3 studio opened in Georgetown 3 years ago this month, mm-hmm. just turned three, I started going once a week or so. I drop the kids off at school and then take class before going to work. And the studio itself is beautiful. It's filled with mm-hmm. light. People are very friendly. It's a lovely space. But the exercise itself feels great. It's a fusion of yoga. So there's the wisdom of yoga, the strength of Pilates, and the efficiency and grace of ballet bar work. Mm-hmm. So you get a little sweaty, you get your heart rate up, you move gracefully. The whole idea is to sculpt long, lean muscles. I mean, who doesn't want a dancer's body, right?
Right.
Graceful.
I've got
right?
One.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
So much.
What kind of things right. are we talking about?
I know how it feels. So.
But truly, it's not all about just looking lean and beautiful. It's also about functional mm-hmm. Strength. We're all about better posture, sitting up straight, strengthening all those muscles mm-hmm. that help you sit up nice and tall. So when you think of core, a lot of times you think of just the stomach muscles.
Right.
But there's also lots of muscles in the back. Everything around your midsection helps support your spine, and that mm-hmm. helps you sit up taller, open your chest, relax your shoulders. And this helps you, of course, it looks better to sit up straight, but
right.
it also helps reduce pain in the low back, mm-hmm. In the knees. It just helps you move better throughout your day.
Well, for the uninitiated, it's a little intimidating. Like,
sure.
if you've never been dancing before, if you've never done Pilates, if you're unfamiliar with yoga, how do true beginners start? Because I think, for me, I know, like, a concern in taking a class is that I hate feeling like I'm behind, like
right.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So how do you...
You don't want to look like a fool, right? Like,
well,
I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, it's not even that.
Yeah.
It's not even that, but, you know, some classes, I don't do classes because I don't like going to a class and feeling like I have to catch up. I don't know what that term means. How
right.
do I... So how does the real beginner mm-hmm. learn everything so that when they go, there's not some sort of huge upswing to get
right.
into it?
That's
I don't
a
wanna
fantastic
waste my time.
Question.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Well, let me first start by saying I have never taken ballet.
Okay.
I don't admit this a lot, but I'm not really truly a fan of yoga. And I did my first Pilates class yesterday.
Wow.
Okay.
So when I came to Bar 3 as a newbie, I had no experience in any of these mm-hmm. Disciplines. So the beauty of Bar 3 is that somebody coming in for the first time can follow the class and get a really excellent workout, as well as somebody who's been doing it every day for the last however many years.
Okay.
And the reason is because we give tons of modifications during class. So I might say, you're going to squeeze this ball between your thighs and lower your hips all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
But you might be thinking, wow, this really hurts my knees or my back. And I'm going to say, you can work a little higher, work a little smaller, and find what works for you. It's all about finding what works for your body. I'm not in there as an instructor to get everybody doing exactly what I'm doing. And we really focus on asking our clients not to worry about the people next to them, not to worry about what I'm doing, but really turn inward and focus and take this where you can today. So if you're a beginner and it's your first time, you might be doing a posture a little bit differently than somebody who's there four times a week.
So, all right, you brought these balls in today.
I did, yes.
Stand up, Mikey.
Okay, everybody get out of their seats.
Okay, so what are the balls?
Ready for the wonder.
Yes. So this is the Bar 3 core ball.
Okay.
And it's a little squishy. So here, I'm going to give this to Amber here.
Okay.
I'm going to hand everybody a ball. If you are at home listening, you can get out of your seat if you're driving. No.
But
if you're, yeah, okay. So everybody's going to stand. Okay. First thing you're going to do is find your hip bones.
Okay.
And then just draw a line straight down. Okay, your feet should be parallel hip distance apart.
Okay,
all right,
got
so that's going to be a little different for everybody. Mm-hmm. You're going to take that ball, pop it between your thighs. Mm. Okay, give it a nice little squeeze.
No pictures.
Give it a nice little squeeze just until you feel your inner thighs engage.
Okay.
Okay, you might want to hold on to the table here. Lift your heels just a little bit. Bend your knees.
Uh-huh.
And now just hold right there, okay? So I want you to push into the floor with the balls of your feet.
Okay.
All right, your knees should be right over your toes.
Mm-hmm.
And then squeeze that ball in a little bit tighter as you pull your belly button in towards your spine.
I love how everybody just stood
yes,
up really
that's
straight.
That's right. And then lift your belly button sort of up towards your heart.
I can't lift my belly button.
Okay, now I want you to open your collarbone. Think of sort of spreading your shoulders wide and then soften your shoulders down your back. Okay, we're just going to hold this. We always start with a hold.
We're going to hold this through the commercial.
This is an isometric hold. So we're waking up all of these muscles in our legs, in our seat, a little bit in your calves because your heels are lifted. All right, and I want you to drop down just one more inch.
Oh.
Okay, you might start to feel your legs shaking a little bit. There
Mike.
Yeah, just a little bit. These are your stabilizing muscles that are taking over.
Right.
So when we move, a lot of times we walk, we run, we're using all those big muscles. It's the little stabilizers we don't get to, and that's what starts to shake. Okay, from here, I want you to start moving just one inch at a time. We're going to go down one inch.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
And then up one inch. And as you come up, I want you to squeeze the ball between your thighs. Oh, I'm shaking. Here we go. And then I want you to pull your belly in just a little tighter. Okay. So we're just moving a little bit at a time here.
Suck it in.
I can't.
Yes. Yes.
It's so painful.
Now try to keep your shoulders nice and soft. Try to keep your shoulders nice and soft. And if you don't have any shakes yet, see if you can take your tailbone down just a little bit more.
You want to get the shakes.
You want to get the shakes. The shakes mean that you're getting deep.
You don't want to get the shakes.
No.
Yeah. No. You want these shakes. So ways to go a little deeper, you can lift your heels a little higher.
Okay.
You can sink your tailbone a little bit lower. You can engage your core a little bit
deeper.
I have
to interrupt you. We are going to continue shaking in studio differently than normal, I must say, because normally it's got ice in it. But this is Nikki Nellis and Mikey Friedman on Foodie and the Beast. We're going to be back in just a sec.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
GovEvents.com is your one-stop shop for government and military events worldwide. With hundreds of event organizers posting their government and military-related conferences, trade shows, expos, webcasts, and more, you'll save time and energy using GovEvents to find events to attend, exhibit, or sponsor. Search for government and military events by date, location, keyword, organizer, or focus. It's free, so join today. GovEvents.com. That's GovEvents.com.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying
me. Stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
This is Mark Amtower. If you're looking for cost-effective and efficient methods for marketing your products or services to the government or to other government contractors, look to LinkedIn. There are over 400,000 members in the D.C. area and more than 92 million nationwide, but only a small percentage actually use it well. I can show you how to leverage LinkedIn in ways that support your marketing, sales, and business development efforts. I do this for large and small companies, and I can do it for you. Drop me a line at mark@federaldirect.net.
And we're back on Foodie and the Beast. We all have a little healthy glow on us, a little sweat.
We do, yes.
From the workout we're doing. We're doing a bar 3 workout with Alicia Sokol. Alicia, the exercise we just did in studio, is that something that you actually do as a part of a class?
Yes, absolutely. That was a posture called power leg, mm-hmm. For obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. And as you can see, you start shaking right away. You can feel that right away. One of the things I love about the bar 3 postures is you can truly take them anywhere. You don't have to be in the studio. There is bar 3 online, and mm-hmm. it's a series of 10-minute workouts, 20-minute workouts, full 60-minute workouts that can be done anywhere. But once you know these postures, you can really do them at any place, in your kitchen, in your office. I like to tell people it's a great goal to try to move throughout the day. So I think it can be daunting sometimes to think about fitting in 30 to 60 minutes of exercise you're going to put on your workout clothes and go to the gym, and it's a production. The nice thing about this sort of thing is, you know, we're all dressed in normal clothes here, and you can be listening to a conference call at your desk and doing a little power leg. Or maybe you heat up your lunch and hold plank for just a minute or so. And you can work in these little bursts of exercise all throughout the day. And you know what? That all counts. So at the end of the day, maybe you've done 3 little bursts of 10 minutes. You've gotten your 30 minutes in without having to put on the gym clothes, without having to go to the gym or a class.
And you raise your heart rate slightly and get your muscles and the blood flowing.
Exactly.
I mean, it's so good. Yeah.
Exactly.
No,
Mike, we're going to get you over to bar 3.
Yeah, I'm there.
I did bring a drink for you.
Yes. So I brought you a Weekly Greens Original. This is the iced coffee smoothie. And this was my way of incorporating a little coffee in the morning with some healthy protein, fat, and fiber, which really helps before a workout, but it's also great for after a workout. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pass these out here. This includes cold brew coffee from, this is from Growl. So this is a
local product
made right here in D.C.
Wonderful, thank you, Amber.
It has a little bit of almond milk, almond butter, a little bit of cinnamon, vanilla. So you've got fat, you've got protein, you've got fiber, and you've got a little caffeine here too.
And
it tastes
delicious.
Good.
Yeah,
right?
It's really yummy.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
great. Tell everybody, please, where they can find you.
Oh, yes. This is on weeklygreens.com. Mm-hmm. It's called the Iced Coffee Smoothie. You can also do it with brewed espresso.
Okay.
And you can also find me at Bar 3 in Georgetown.
Great. How do we find that?
It's at K Street in Wisconsin, 1000 Wisconsin. And there's also a couple more studios opening this year, wink, wink.
I know. We want to hear more about that.
City. Yeah,
DC
later.
Community's ready for that.
It's ready. All right. Great. Very quickly. What are you pouring next?
All right. We have Red Root Rising. Mm-hmm. This has carrot, cucumber, beets, green apple, lemon, celery, ginger, and turmeric.
Excellent. All right. We're ready. All right, Emily, I need you to come up to a mic. Which one do you want to go to? Mm-hmm. You there? Okay, great.
Hi.
So time for a little bit of soul searching. We've taken care of your insides and outside this morning. So everybody's starting to feel a little good. We got a little sweat going. We know what we're doing with our skincare. So now it's time to help others. We have Emily Hagel in. She's the Director of Kitchen Operations at Miriam's Kitchen in Foggy Bottom. Emily, let's just start right from the beginning. For people who do not know what Miriam's Kitchen is, give us the elevator speech. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, sure. So Miriam's Kitchen, as you said, is located in Foggy Bottom, and we are a homeless services organization, but we're known for pretty good food. So mm-hmm. we serve breakfast and dinner Monday through Friday to about 325 chronically homeless men and women mm-hmm. in D.C. So.
And how old is the organization?
Yeah, so we're 31 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been around for a while. We started with just a breakfast program that was kind of a collaboration of different partners in the Foggy Bottom neighborhood that recognized kind of in the 80s when homelessness was really spiking, mm-hmm. that there needed to be some place for these folks to go and have a good meal and hopefully receive some case management services and get back on their feet.
Well, you know, now that's twice that you've talked about the food and you keep saying good meal
or
tasty meal. So explain how you do is so important. You know, you're not just providing them nutrition, you're providing an experience as well.
Sure. We all know when we share food with our friends and family, it makes us feel good. Mm-hmm. And the power of a great meal can kind of make a prince of a pauper, as we say. So there's something about dignity and respect for someone who, like our guests, have been living outside for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that 6-item meal is prepared from scratch, and their nutritional value is at its peak, but also its culinary integrity And it's flavor profiles. You know, we're not going to serve stir-fry and mashed potatoes because that doesn't make sense.
Right.
You know, there needs to be integrity and thought that goes into a meal.
So what does
food
that
makes
look
you
like?
Think of home and comfort and good things.
But what does that look like? How do you work with your dietitians or your nutritionists to make sure you're getting the nutritional value you need and then also presenting food
sure.
that your
that our guests,
so
that your
speak.
Guests,
yeah,
thank
guests.
You, that will be interested in.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, food, we're serving a dining room of folks that come from many different walks of life and many
right.
different backgrounds. So making sure that the nutritional value, I'm going to bury quinoa in every possible thing I can and kale
right.
and every
kale.
Single,
is kale like
every
just
single
matched
thing
up
that
and
I
everything?
Can.
Right.
And actually the cool thing about, we receive a lot of donated products. So we do a 6-item meal from scratch for about 57 cents.
Wow.
Which for our food cost guys in the room, that's kind of a pretty cool feat. But, you know, we receive a lot of very ripe produce, right, and very ripe fruit. So what's great about ripe fruit is that its natural sugars are really high. So we're able to make, you know, an apple cobbler or a berry crisp or something with really very little sugar. We can use honey. We can use agave. That's kind of the barometer in how we prepare food is we want to make sure that every bite makes someone feel good,
mm-hmm.
but also will last them because we maybe won't see our guests for another 12 to 24 hours.
I think something really nice about Miriam's Kitchen, too, is the volunteer work that goes into it. So is that something where you're asking people to come in or from around the neighborhoods? Or where does most of your volunteer base come from? Is it
yeah.
from the D.C. area and beyond?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anyone can come in. I like to say we make lawyers and lobbyists into line cooks. We work
a
fast
pace.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. Let me tell you. Nothing like having a bunch of economists in your kitchen. But we want to make sure that it is a fast-paced restaurant environment, but that anyone can come in and have an experience there. I want it to be good for the soul when you do good. When
mm-hmm.
you do good and prepare a good meal, it makes you feel good for those you serve as well as for you yourself. So we want to make sure that folks are coming in. You have a culinary lesson. You're doing good. You're networking. You're, you know, you're giving back to the community. And you're also kind of doing something for yourself and for others. So we have 2,600 volunteers that come in throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
So we, myself and two other chefs, are kind of the conductors of the orchestra. So we make sure that no one runs with a knife, that no one overseasons food, underseasons food, overcooks food, undercooks food. And that we all kind of come together to prepare this awesome meal. So it's corporate groups, it's neighborhood groups, it's stay-at-home moms, it's retirees, it's college students from GW because we're really close to GW's campus.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
It kind of takes a village and a community to serve the folks we serve. So.
And how do your guests find you? I mean,
sure.
how do social services help direct them there? How do people who are in need find you?
Yeah, there's a lot of players in this fight. There's a lot of folks that are out there, other organizations around town doing awesome work, feeding different, you know, subsets of folks who are hungry around town. Where we're located has a big, you know, has a big role in what we're doing. And also, as I mentioned, you know, our folks that we're serving are chronically homeless, which means you've either lived outside for a long period of time or many times throughout your life, and they usually mm-hmm. have a physical or mental disability that is keeping you living outside and not living inside. So that is kind of, you know, the folks who we are serving.
Mm-hmm.
But we are a very low barrier to entry organization. You don't have to prove you're hungry or homeless. You can come in. Nikki,
mm-hmm.
you can walk in the door, and I'd mm-hmm. say, good evening, welcome to Miriam's. You know, mm-hmm. would you like some cassoulet?
Okay.
So
well,
that
so
is kind of how we work.
So given the kinds of cuisine that you're feeding, what is the reaction to it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think people have a maybe, you know, misconception of what or who a homeless person is
mm-hmm.
and what they're eating or what they should be eating. So
right.
how does that pan out? How does that work out when they come to you?
Mm-hmm. Homelessness is something you experience. It isn't something that defines you.
Mm-hmm.
And what has been eye-opening to me as someone who has cooked food for paying customers and now those who aren't paying is that there's really no difference between our guests and guests in a paying restaurant or paying customers in a restaurant. So, you know, access to food does not equal knowledge of food. I have several vegans in my dining room. Everyone knows what quinoa and frika and, you know, lentils are and bulgur wheat and all the buckwheat, all these different things that we're using. So that is, it's an interesting, you know, inverse relationship to what you want to choose to put in your body and good food choices that you're making to not necessarily knowing where your next meal is going to come from.
Right.
Right.
And so what I think is interesting is like sourcing in a restaurant, you get so many donations. So as your food comes in, I mean, are you ordering any food or as food comes in, you're like, okay, this is what I got. This is what I'm going to make. How do
from
you
from a creative standpoint,
right.
you're asking,
yeah.
how does that really work? Is it a weekly plan menu? Is it a monthly?
I plan about 4 days out.
4 days out.
So
okay.
Based on the loot in the summertime, I have three different farmers markets that I'm gleaning from. So homeless folks in Foggy Bottom are eating hyper-local, hyper-seasonally all the time.
Wow.
So the only thing that I have to pay for is my dairy. So I'm looking this year to find some help with my dairy.
Wonderful.
It would be really cool to serve 87,000 meals for zero food costs. So that's my personal challenge for the coming years to figure out how to do that.
Yes. And apart from farmers markets, I mean, are we seeing any donations like second pieces of fruit from larger supermarkets where, you know, a lot of times the public doesn't want to eat a bruised banana or a peach that's been pushed through.
Mm-hmm.
Does that fruit come through as well on a daily basis? That's wonderful.
So we Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, we're gleaning, quote unquote, from grocery store retailers, big box retailers.
Right.
When you go to different places and there's a pack of nine, the tricolor peppers, right? And eight of those nine are great and one is a little squishy and rotten. As a paying customer, we'd be like, no way. And as the big retailer, they say, scan, trash, cost of new business. And we swoop in and we say, no. We can open that pack of peppers.
Of course.
We can take eight of those nine out.
Right.
And we'll do a really nice quinoa stuffed pepper.
Right. So. And that's a national thing. That's a national phenomenon that's happening coast to coast.
Yep.
Because a lot of these markets are just giving away that food to the companies and the organizations that need it.
Yep. Well, for a long time, they were just throwing it in the dumpster.
Right. Correct.
And people started dumpster diving.
Yes.
You know,
right,
and
right,
seeing
right.
it and trying to figure out. We had a guy who did a movie called, I think it was called Dive In, and he came on the show and he and his family lived out of the dumpster for a year.
Unbelievable.
And it was an amazing movie because they lived well. They had a Whole Foods in their neighborhood. I mean, they were getting great food. So now people are making those donations to you.
And I mean, the effort is, you know, me hopping and my colleagues hopping in the conversion van and we drive around town and we look like Santa Claus with bags of organic bread and awesome produce. And that's part of the kind of collection loot. And then we bring it all back, Mike, as you asked, and kind of lay it all out and say, okay, how are we going to serve, you know, five dinners and five breakfasts in this coming week and with the most integrity and the best preparation, but also with the most nutritional value.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. And so tell us, how can people get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're interested in volunteering, you can go to miriamskitchen.org.
Everybody in here is interested in volunteering.
Right, I'm signing
everybody up.
Definitely.
We actually, we are part of a citywide campaign. It's called the Way Home Campaign because we believe we can end chronic homelessness by 2017. It's a very solvable problem.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to find us on Twitter and on Facebook, it's called the Way Home DC or the Way Home Campaign. You can sign our pledge. Our push is to really end veteran chronic homelessness. We believe that folks who have served our country and have helped us be safe don't need to live outside, especially when it's 12 degrees or whatever it is today. So
our
mission is to end veteran chronic homelessness by 2015 and overall chronic homelessness by 2017.
You're like making me tear up. Okay.
Yeah, join. So listen, join the pledge. The Way Home Campaign would be great.
Okay, terrific. And we really only scratch the surface of what Miriam Kitchens does. You do all these social services, and we'd love to have you come back on.
Yeah.
So we can find out more about what you
guys
do.
And
so
I'd love to have you. I'll put you to work.
Okay, excellent.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
This is Nikki Nellis and Chef Mikey Freeman on Foodie and the Beast. We'll be back in just a sec.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
GovEvents.com is your one-stop shop for government and military events worldwide. With hundreds of event organizers posting their government and military-related conferences, trade shows, expos, webcasts, and more, you'll save time and energy using GovEvents to find events to attend, exhibit, or sponsor. Search for government and military events by date, location, keyword, organizer, or focus. It's free, so join today. GovEvents.com. That's GovEvents.com.
Soldiers returning with traumatic brain injuries or other serious battle wounds often spend weeks or months in a VA hospital or other rehab facility. DVDs for Vets is collecting DVDs and portable players for distribution in our community and nationwide. Many of us take for granted our access to everyday enjoyments, and DVDs for Vets needs your help in giving these injured soldiers some diversions from the monotony of a hospital stay during recovery. To donate new or used DVDs or to learn more about this worthy cause, please go to www.dvdsforvets.org.
This is Mark Amtower. If you're looking for cost-effective and efficient methods for marketing your products or services to the government or to other government contractors, look to LinkedIn. There are over 400,000 members in the D.C. area and more than 92 million nationwide, but only a small percentage actually use it well. I can show you how to leverage LinkedIn in ways that support your marketing, sales, and business development efforts. I do this for large and small companies, and I can do it for you. Drop me a line at mark@federaldirect.net.
Welcome back to Foodie and the Beast with Nikki Nellis and my co-host for today, Mike Friedman. We have really run the gamut of ways of being healthy. So we're going to finish up with Greg, and then we're going to find out what my co-host is up to. I think he's got lots going on. It's been a banner year for you.
Aha!
I know. All right. So, Greg, let's go back to you. So you offer all these different cleanses and, mm-hmm. and detoxes. For those, do you have to just drink, or can you add some way to chew in there?
Definitely. I mean, it's really up to each individual how they mm-hmm. want to do it. And a lot of our people that do cleanses, they'll work with our cleanse coach. And
Amanda, what does that mean? You have a cleanse coach?
Yeah. So she, if you go online,
I want a cleanse coach.
If you go online to fruitive.com, Amanda's helped, you know, hundreds of people go through cleanses, and she's just, you know, she's written all the content on her website. So we're really proud of every ingredient we use. Mm-hmm. So she's studied every single ingredient, you know, from turmeric to the kale, and we just put it all on our website, all of her research. And so when you go online and there's a little chat button, you can chat with Amanda, and she'll, you know, walk you through the whole cleanse.
So is this, because these are a nice big size. Mm-hmm. How many ounces? Is that 20
these
ounces?
These are 16 ounces.
16, okay. So is that what one, how many, if you, I was doing a 3-day cleanse.
So like a 6-pack, you'd do about a 6-pack every day.
Okay.
Oh. A lot of juice.
It's a lot of juice.
Is too much of a good thing true in this case? Like if I drink 6 of the kale based ones, mm-hmm. am I gonna like implode?
You. You know what? It's
yeah. yeah.
It'll
it's gonna cleanse me, isn't it?
It's gonna cleanse you.
Top to bottom.
That may be a little TMI there, Mike.
Welcome back, everybody.
Okay. Yeah, I was just sort of curious, but like, let's say I need to chew something during the day, like mm-hmm. if I integrated carrots or celery or cucumbers or something like that.
If she has somebody who's super hungry, and she'll a lot of times recommends, and we also have a nutritionist, Jennifer, mm-hmm. who they'll recommend that you eat some almonds or that you have some, you know, something small, just a little snack just to help yourself.
Right. I don't think it's really
hunger pains.
I've done a couple of cleanses. It's not hunger. It's mm-hmm. boredom. For me,
might be it. Yeah,
you know,
it's almost a mental.
It's
thing
a mental thing.
My dad, right before Christmas, he actually finished a 43-day water fast.
Oh,
what?
What does and that mean?
What does that
only
mean?
Only water for 40
Why?
Days.
Yeah, I called him on day 44, and I said, "Dad, you fasted longer than Jesus." And you know, it's again, he did it because he wanted. He's had bowel issues all his life.
Okay.
He's had other issues all his life, and he did a lot of research and worked with a local doctor, and he said he did it because he wanted to purify and cleanse his body. And so again,
so just water.
Just water for 43 days.
No juices, no nothing.
Mm-mm.
What did he look like at the end of that?
He looked like a POW, you know, some or
yeah, he must
who,
have been emaciated.
Who,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he was.
Okay. But he feels better.
He took care of the bowel
no
issues.
Judgment.
Wow.
They're completely cleared up. He had some skin issues that are completely cleared up now. Wow. He just finished this right before Christmas. So I got there for Christmas and I was like, "Oh wow, Dad, you look
terrible.
Like super
yeah.
skinny." But he's
like, "Bring the goose on."
His skin was completely clear, his eyes were clear. He was so enthusiastic the whole time.
Was he hallucinating? I mean,
you know, he felt great.
That is unreal. Well,
and
I owe him a plate of pasta.
Yeah, you do.
I think I owe him that.
When
That's
he was
amazing.
Going through it, he was not hungry. He said that he didn't have hunger pains. He was weak and he was tired, but he kept saying over and over, "My mind is so clear. I feel so good. I feel better than I've ever felt before." And now that he's been eating for the last few weeks, he's just, I talk to him every day and he's excited. And
was he taking supplemental vitamins?
Mm-mm.
Just water.
Yep, just water.
I got to meet this guy.
Yeah.
So again,
whatever
it is that you, you know, as an individual want to do for your body, like, you know, get on fruitive.com and work with Amanda or do your own research online and talk to nutritionists and really like research it out and figure out what you want to do to kind of restart, whether it's a one day cleanse, whether it's just eating plant based for a day, or just eating all organic, or just not putting in as much sugar packs in your coffee, whatever it is, like, you know, do what's good for your body. And, listen to what your body tells you feels good.
All right. I need you to tell everybody where they can find you. And you are looking for space here in DC, but you're not here yet.
We
are at DuPont.
We have a lease that we're working on.
Okay.
And in the downtown area, I can't say exactly where it is yet because of confidentiality restrictions, but we are moving forward. We're hoping to open this spring in
Excellent.
The DC area.
All right. What are you pouring for us last?
I was debating between the indulgence, which would be fun, but we're going to do Immunity Plus. And
okay.
Immunity Plus is apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne, extra lemon, extra ginger, and...
you're speaking my language.
And this is...
This is going to feel good, yeah.
All right, great. All right, you pour that. All right, my co-host. You've been so much fun today.
Well, thank you. It's been fun to be here.
2014 was a good year for the Red Hen. I mean, you're almost 2 years old in May, right?
In April, yeah.
In April.
April 5th, tax day.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, so exciting.
Okay, and then, but you won 2 Rammies this year?
We did. We won Best New Restaurant, and I won
Rising
Star Chef. Yeah.
I know, which is really exciting.
It was very exciting and a shocker for me, and it was great because my friend An Yang was able to present the award.
Right.
So
nothing like being a name dropper. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. I try. I don't have many names to drop. I dropped my mother's name, but she's probably not listening. So it was a great, great year all around. You know, we really did some new things in the D.C. area. We got some great press. We're really humbled by it. And to be able to be a neighborhood restaurant in the Washington, D.C. community and to be able to get the business that we've gotten is kind of exciting, not only for us, but for the future and new restaurateurs that want to come to the city and are afraid to not be in the larger, more, you know, volume-packed areas.
Well, you're in Bloomingdale.
We're in Bloomingdale, yeah.
You know, not a lot there for a long time.
I mean, very, very long time. I mean, the building that we went into was vacant for about 30 to 35 years before we walked into it and built a restaurant out of it. So it's been a great transformation of not only that community, but you're starting to see areas like Brookland, like Petworth, like Eckington really start to come into their own. And even areas like DuPont are starting to see a renaissance of sorts and new restaurateurs coming in. And then at the same time, we're seeing great areas like Penn Quarter still keeping up
thriving
with the trends and seeing Georgetown as a new rejuvenation and even City Center, which is a brand new part of the city that was, you know, I used to park there when I worked in Penn Quarter. And now it's a thriving community. So it's just a really exciting time in the restaurant industry here in the district.
Well, and to be a part of it must be exciting too. I mean, you know, you're in it. You're in the mix.
Yeah, and it's a day-to-day process. We don't really think about it, but you know, when you take a step back, it's really exciting to see, and really exciting to see that we were at the forefront of a lot of that change in terms of being one of the first restaurateurs to really take a scary jump into opening up a business, because that's what it is at the end of the day. It's a business, opening up a restaurant.
You mean
business.
You just don't make food because you love it?
I mean, I love making food, but it's the easiest part of my job.
Right.
Easiest part of my job. I wear about 300 hats a day.
Right.
And I'm a plumber, I'm a friend, I'm a boss, I'm a business partner, I'm a husband, I'm a father. You know, I mean, everything happens at any minute of the day. So to take a step back and really enjoy it has been kind of the trend in the last couple of weeks here in the new year. So
great.
Hopefully the
good times
continue.
Well, tell us about 2015. What's on the horizon?
2015 is busy. It's a busy, busy year for the Red Hen and for myself. You know, we're doing Sips and Suppers January 25th, which is a wonderful event hosted by Joan Nathan and Alice Waters of Chez Panisse fame.
Joan's coming in 2 weeks. She's going to tell us all about it.
Oh, my gosh. You tell her to say hello.
I will.
I love me some Joan Nathan.
Okay.
It's a great organization to be a part of. They run through Martha's Table, which helps the needy,
and DC Central Kitchen.
And DC Central Kitchen, obviously. Mm-hmm. And we're doing that. We're doing some suppers. We're doing Anjou at Mandu in February.
The last one, right?
The last one for a little while with my best buddy Haider Karum and my wine director.
Who you used
Sebi
to cook with?
Yeah, I cooked with Haider. Haider was a big mentor and a big inspiration of mine, and I love Haider. Every chance I get to cook with him again, I will.
All right, I got to wrap you up because the show is over.
Oh, my gosh.
So quickly, tell everybody how they can get into the Red Hen.
Oh, my
nobody
gosh
can get in.
Make it a timely reservation. And we only